Parshas Hazino obviously is rather unique because of the tzura of the Pasha. The Pasuk said at the end of Vayelech, Kisvu lachem es hashira azos v'lamda as b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyem l'man tiyeh li hashira azos l'eid b'nei Yisrael. One of the most famous comments of the Netziv in his Perash al Torah is alluded to here on page number one and page number two, and then the Netziv elaborates on it in the Hakdama to Sefer Bereishis. It's always kedai to learn the Netziv, and even if you don't learn the Netziv religiously and devotedly as you should, but at least the Hakdamas of the Netziv you should read. So first we'll begin with the Pasuk, which is right in front of you. The Pasuk says, we're talking about, of course, Hashem is Barach, Hatzur tamim po'aloki chol d'rachav mishpat, kel emunah v'yein ovel, tzadik v'yashohu. Hashem is a tzur whose handiwork is tamim, is pure. Yaakov ishtam. Where the Targum translates over there with Yaakov Avinu, Tomim refers to Shleimus. Ki chol drachav mishpat. Kel emunah v'yein ovel. And a little translation, there's no avla to be found, no iniquity with reference to Hashem. Tzadik v'yashar hu. So the Netziv translates this in a remarkable fashion. Maybe we'll first read the Rashi, which is in front of you as well. Tzadik v'yashar hu, says Rashi. Hakol matzdikim aleihem es dino. Essentially, we accept the din of Hashem is Barach. Tzidik ha-din. V'kach roi v'yashar lehem. Tzadik mipi abrios v'yashahu v'roi latzdiko. No reason why one should not in any way acknowledge the tzadikus and the yashrus of Kaviyachal v'yibonu shalom. Comes the Netziv with a striking perish. The Netziv felt that this pasuk chumash is hinting to the churban of the two batei mikdash. And we're also talking about the ultimate galus and the eventual rebuilding of the Klal Yisrael. Some sukkim refer to the Churban Bayis Rishon, and some sukkim, the Netziv says, refer to Churban Bayis Sheni. And he begins by the initial pasuk, where the Torah says, "Atzur Tamim Polo." Take a look at the right-hand column. Kol Mashe Pol Bo'olam HaKol Tamim, Afilu Mashe Nir Shu Mechaser. Umishaber Mashay Atom Matko, Eno Elo Matmim Mashay Chaser Atko. Even when things seem to be awry, Chaser, Shavur, it's not so. Beyond that, the Tziv goes on, and when the Pasuk says, we'll read the next piece that I underline, Kel Emunah V'en Ovel Tzadik V'Yasharu. Says in the Tziv, Shvachim halol mechubanim, lahatzdik pulas Hashem b'shnei hachurbanos, kasher yavur. This is a justification of what Hashem did regarding the churban habayis. Kel emunah v'yein ovel, neged churban rishon b'sheni. Tzadik v'yashahu, neged churban rishon b'sheni, kasher yavur. And the Tziv continues with the next pasuk. This is a very striking pasuk. You have to read it carefully. Shicheis lo, lo. Any effort to ascribe Chas v'Shalom Hashchasa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incorrect. Bana Mumam, we're the ones who are at fault. Dor Ikesh Ufesal Tol. So the Netziv, look on this in Pasuk K. Shiches Lo, Shnei Psukim Haboyim Yusodim Al Hagdom Achas, Shevashir Razom Bevuarim Shnei Achurbanos Vagulos. Here you have a remez to both the Churban HaMikdash and the ultimate Geula. And he goes on, Ad Pasuk Lamed Hey, Li Nokav Mishilem. Anyone who studies Hazino knows that Hazino is essentially a history, the way the Ramban explains it very beautifully, the history of Klal Yisrael. The ups and downs, all the zigzags, back and forth, and that which occurred in the course of, from the dawn of creation all the way till the ultimate geula that Hashem is going to bring about, and Klal Yisrael is going to emerge on top. But along the way, there are a lot of bumps. The road is quite bumpy. That's basically what Chazino is all about. So the Tziv goes on to say, Chubim by Svishim, V'zeh HaMikra, Wa geula migolus bavel, Kashir Yibu Hashem, V'yamra Elov Heimo, Tzur Chasol Yubo, Ruachu Ben Hasheni, Ruach Ato, Yagula Asida, V'meir B'yamein. V'ine Yadua, quotes the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara said, the Chubim Rishon, next page, Hoya Bishul Abadazora, Gila Arayis, Shvichas Domin. That's well known. The Chazal. Shoya Lahachis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talking about three cardinal sins for which the Chubim by Svishon occurred. The Chum by Sheini Choreg Nesin Aschinim. That's the Gemara. We are in the Besev Bamidbar, and this is what we're going to talk about. The Netziv in Bamidbar there at length speaks about the second by Sheini. They weren't guilty of three cardinal sins. On the contrary, Shoya Iskin Batera Vabedes Hashem. Achaya Rov Shvichas Domin Moshem Shamayim. Wow. Even that which they did, which seemingly was Lashem Shamayim, he's talking about Shvichas Domin. They were very sharp in their condemnation of people they saw doing things that were inappropriate from their perspective, and they conferred upon them the title of Tznuki Umaridin, that for such people, Maridin Lomalin, as the Gemara writes in Sanhedrin, but of course, it's all Hashem Shammai. I don't know if I should mention this next little piece. I met a Rosh Hashiva, he was an Adam Godel, but he had a tremendous thirst for Divrei Torah. And he actually stole some Divrei Torah from another Godel. And then when he was asked, how could you do so? So he had the Tosefta, Gezel Hashem Shamayim is Mutar. That's what the Tziv is talking about over here. I'll get to it shortly. The Kan, the Tziv continues, Higdim Lahastik Pulas Hashem. Yom Alchum Bais Rishon Shiches Lo Sheim Ashichasu Lo Kaviyochol. They ascribed Hashchasa to Hashem. The Chol Mok Mishenema Hashchasa. We know the term Hashchasa. Rabbi Zov Gila Arayis Ubir Amikul Lo Lo Yala Ladash Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yispel Chalila Miabon Ador Labanim Mumam Shebanim Nasu Bali Mumim Sheim Chelak Alukami Mal Ukshe Shchisu Nasu Bali Mumim. Means the onus is on us, not on him. Chas V'Shalom. He walks the word ikesh. Things are intermingled. Everything that we do is Lashem Shammai.
Who is he referring to in the second vice? I mean, the people who are doing the most.
I'm going to come to it. We're going to see a bit more in the Akdamot and Bereshit. That's really where he spells it out. Here it's a bit more cryptic.
Here it sounds almost like he's saying that Tanayim themselves were doing it.
He doesn't say that, but
let's
don't mind just waiting a little bit till we get to the Netziv and the Akdamah, and then he goes on interpreting. So, by the way, this is classic Netziv, for those who are familiar with his parish. Essentially, what he's doing is he's attacking what might be called false piety. And even though people are Lashem Shamayim, sometimes you hear a person, and maybe they, Chas V'Shalom, speak Lashon Hara, and then when you ask him, why are you speaking Lashon Hara? It's Lashem Shamayim. But as I mentioned a moment ago, Gezel Lashem Shamayim. Whatever we do, it's always Lashem Shamayim. And that's exactly what the Netziv is going to address here, especially, I think, in the Hakdamah, which is page number 3 here, to Sefer Bereishis. What's fascinating, the Netziv addresses the issue, which is really not a simple issue. Avraham Avinu was clearly repulsed by the behavior of Sodom and Gomorrah, no question about it. I mean, the Ramban spends a lot of time, Rishonim and talk a lot about it. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make such a decision to destroy Sodom v'Amorah? That's a major decision. And the Ramban is trying to, based on Pesukim Tanakh, to put his finger, that's just the Ramban, the Ben Avichai, came out, all the Rishonim spent a lot of time in it. And yet, when Hashem tells him of the impending destruction of Sodom v'Amorah, what does Abraham do? He davens to Hashem that he should spare the inhabitants of Sodom v'Amorah. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And The Netziv here is going to indicate that Amon will see at the beginning of Bereshis. Other tzaddikim would essentially, would on the contrary, can yavdu kol avecha Hashem? Let them all be destroyed. Yeah, that's also another luchura raya, and there are many rayas. We don't only need the bracha of al hashinim.
Also, the ever, every two fucking mitzvahs.
That's right. Molei v'godush, save the hill. Literally, molei v'godush. You speak to people again. I'm not using this analogy. Ask anyone about whether it's whomever Amalek is, without getting into our Soloveitchik's whole thesis regarding Amalek. But there are many nations of the world that don't like us. We have some in our neighborhood, not far from us, etc. Mananukas here, and the like. And so often, so you would say, what, is there a suffix that I want them to be spared, chas v'sholach? Somehow, Avraham Avinu, even before he was a tzaddik, he was another quality that the Netziv is going to spell out, a yashar. Now take a look at how he defines yashar. So I'm starting on page 3. Zeh sefer, this by the way is Rabbi, the edition that was put out by Rabbi Mordechai Kub Min Shlita, the son of HaGoyim Rabbi Yehuda Kub Min Zatzal, the founder of the Mechvala. Rabbi Mordechai Kub Min is one of his wonderful children, himself a master Talmud Chacham, put out the entire 5 volumes of the Torah, beautifully annotated and edited. As he gave me each one as a matana, so the tzai was, I have to learn it. So that compelled me to learn the Netziv. Basically, Chamishchem Shetera, that's what I did. It took me a fair number of years. But this Hakdam is very famous. Zah Sefer Nikro Sefer Bereshis, Nikro Bifi Anavim Sefer HaYosha. Across the Gemara Abel Zohar Chafei, on the Pasuk Yoshua, Halo Yitzuv HaSefer HaYosha, and Shmuel, Vayom L'Lam B'Bin Yehuda Keshes, and Yitzuv HaSefer HaYosha. And the Gemara said that refers to Sefer Avam Yitzuv Yaakov that called Yishorim. Bilom said, Thomas Nafshi Mos Yishorim. That's the kind of death he wanted to die, referring to the Avos. V'yesh Lavin Atam, Lom Akar Bilom Asav Asenim B'Shem Yishorim, not tzaddikim, not chassidim. The gamlama mechuna zaseber yosha v'ho inyan. And now he goes on to explain. Din is boyer v'shira sa'azino. Page 3. I'm sorry. The second paragraph. V'inyan din is boyer v'shira sa'azino ala pasuk atzur tamin polo tzadik v'yoshu. Hashemach yoshu nema lahatzik din hakadosh baruch hu v'chum b'yisheni. That this, in effect, justifies what Hashem did in the second. As we just read, they were very frum. Something was lacking in the yashus. Anyone who did not agree with their approach to Yiras Hashem, what is he? Give me frum, but he's a tzduki. He's an apikaris. Wow. On the bottom here, he has he expatiates on this topic. He writes over here, Masmos Yashar, he says over here, and this basically takes from the tzid. That's what Yashus refers to. Davka bin Adam Machaberu. And there, in the context of another famous pasuk, V'asisa Yashar Atov, which the Ramban twice in Chumash discusses Barichus. Ramban over there in Dvarim, Perek Vav, and also the Ramban beginning of Kedoshim. Ramban says that what the Torah generally does is the following. The Torah will present an issue. Let's say the issue of Shabbos. So you know the Mishnah writes in Chagigah, that Shabbos is not spelled out in Chumash at all. Mikra muat v'halachas berubas. That's the Lashon Mishnah. That even though there's a lot of halachas, but there's very little text, very little biblical text. So what does the Torah do? The Torah more or less presents Shabbos many times, but even after all the many times the Torah has presented Shabbos, we don't really know all the details. The Torah wants to give us more or less a general kind of impression of Shabbos, and the Ramban says the same in the beginning of Kedoshim, when he talks about the things that are permissible. We're allowed to talk, and we're allowed to eat, and we're allowed to engage in certain activities, but we should not become a novel b'shus ha-Torah. Don't do it excessively. Don't overindulge. There should be a sense of self-discipline. So what the Torah does, Ramban says, it presents a bit of knowledge regarding many areas in Cheshem Mishpat and Nevin HaEzer, and the Torah wants us to get, shall we say, not the complete letter of the law, but ultimately the spirit of the law. That's how the Torah operates. V'sisa Yashar Tov is a good example. The Gemara has many halachas that are derived. Bar Mitzvah, the very famous din that is derived from this pasuk, V'sisa Yashar Tov. But the Torah basically wants to give us a general sense of things by telling us specifics, but it can't include every detail of every possible scenario. In Chesh Mishpat, there's so many scenarios in Chesh Mishpat, literally, fills up volumes and volumes of shooting. So the Torah does, it gives us a few examples. Lo Sigzal, and speaks about Geneva, and speaks how a person should behave at Amich Havero. But at the end of the day, he wants us to get the spirit of the law. That's V'yasisa Yashavatay. Prior to that, we have a number of halachas that deal with Chesh Mishpat. The same applies in the Dal Chag Shulchan Aruch. So here on the bottom he writes, he quotes the Ramban, see, that's the Ramban, the third line, Mordechai Kupin quotes it. There's no way I can mention every possible detail. So what did the Torah do? It mentions a number of them, and then it gives a general kind of statement. And that's included in Pshara, Lefnei Meshuras Hadin, and it gives you the example of Bar Mitzvah that I mentioned a moment ago, or also Pirkei Noah, V'dibur Menachas Abrios. That's person is called the Tam B'Yosha, and that's what he goes on to explain. The Netziv says in Vasisa Yosha Batov that it refers to Gmilz Chasodim, Ben El Mechavero, again, number of Takonos for Yeshua Bin Nun, and he claims that this is also, look in the Rashi, he cites that Kisasa Atov Ayosha Ben Hashem Elokecha, Rashi is Atov Ben Shamayim, Ayosha Ben Odom. So this is continuing now, on the going on to page number 4, V'Yalzeha Yotzidik Adin. Hashem cannot handle these kinds of tzaddikim who have this false kind of chassidus, false kind of piety. Maybe you call it a chassid shaita, the Lashon Gemara and Seita. Whatever I do is Hashem Shamayim. Whatever I do is Hashem Shamayim. Whatever I do is Hashem Shamayim. That is not a correct kind of approach. And he goes on. This is the godless of the Obos Abbasin Ragdoshim. Zer Yosheva Chaobosh, and Mavashri Tzadikim Chassin, and Vavay Hashem, Vofen Al Yosef Efshar, Odo Yu Yisharim. What does Yisharim refer to? The answer is their interaction with the non Jewish world, with Goyim. She is Nagum Mus, Ail Mafila, Ode Elil Mechuarim. Even those that were wallowing in idolatry, that were obviously repulsive. Become Gahel Yimam Bi Abba, Bechashul Tevasim. Kasheri, Kiyam Abriya. What's the Dr. Kals mentioned? So many psukim in Tehillim that are very clear in that respect. Doesn't mean he wants them to be obliterated. Wants them to be destroyed.
Was that? Because of
load? No, Lav Dafka because of load. Load clearly was a factor. No doubt about it. What?
He started with commission.
Right. The whole discussion that the Torah has there in Vayera, clearly, Avraham Avinu is interested in Kiyum of Sdom. Despite the fact that clearly, by the way, you know, the Baal HaTanya even has a discussion, the famous Baal HaTanya, the Perek Lamed Beis of the Tanya, where he talks about the idea that even though there's the din of Sinah, but the sinner should be klapi the masim, klapi the actions, not klapi the person. One should not, and one should be extremely careful that when one is not, shall we say, on board with individuals who behave in a certain kind of way, it should not be of a personal sinner kind of nature, but the sinner should be directed to the act, towards their handiwork, towards the actions, towards the maisim that they do, as opposed to being, that's not easy to make that kind of pagin.
Okay.
What's
missing there?
Tachlis sinas nesim.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm asking. No, but I'm telling you how.
Yeah.
There are many such. I'm very into Tillim. That's what I. I'm into Tillim in a very serious way. My father used to say it every single week, Tillim. Knew it by heart, and I also had to go along with him. That was part of the chinuch that we received. So I, Lefi Apshad, you're 100% correct. No doubt about it.
What?
Okay. But anyway, that's how the it's not just the Baal HaTanya. Others also have a similar. Ruyas, exactly. Tamach HaToyim, Imran Brachas. HaToyim B'lechetim. There are other rites also, this is so. But anyway, he goes on to say that even though he gives you a number of examples, he gives quotes of Pasuk, Dr. Kalasi Hashem, to Avraham Avinu, Avas Tzedek v'tisna Rosho, Avas L'tzadik Esabrios, U'me'anto L'chaibon, V'ayinu Mamash G'avah Mongoyim, means he still sees himself as the universal father of all mankind, and goes on, She'avu L'sheinah ben holach me'shorim, Shoche Shlomo v'tubal, V'chein hutzachem v'dacheres, Nivlo Adver Avraham, Maslok, T'moshin Zboya, Chein u'inu kamen noach, Ha'yad Yitzchak Avinu, L'ispais mi'imasanov, U'mad Dvar Pius v'Avimelech me'eov, Here's Avimelech abducted, kidnaps his wife, and yet a little bit of pious, and everything is in order. Yaakov Avinu, Hashehetiv Charla Alavon. Imagine Yaakov Avinu, his unbelievable ability with Hitapik, with Rebbe Solovan, all those years, and only once, Yaakov Avinu, after it's all over, then he becomes a bit, shall we say, he expresses his being upset. What?
Not a little bit.
A Musa Shmuz. Okay, but that was the only time.
Right.
All those years, he stomached it. He was silent. And Lavan is a shyster. He's a neichel. He's a rami. He's literally a novel shen kavo. That's how the Targumim, and that's how the Zohar interpret what this Lavan was all about. Lavan, Osia is novel, and a few other things along the way. But that's what we have Pia Kabbalah. But anyway, Bechazot, Yaakov Avinu, he goes on. So essentially what he's saying is that this is the Sefer HaYashrus of the Avos that is to be found in. Just the last paragraph, Ubilam Shosha Ruach HaKodesh Shalom, Lo yachol nispal avroa masov sheinu tzadik b'chasuk avroa mitzvah Yaakov achrei shenov imus ha'ilam b'roshav b'mko ha'tumah. He's buried in tumah. Ochein nispal avroa hilucha b'dei acheretshim shavoy yolo lisnos yisrael tachos zino. Despite that fact, to be okay umah shleima, and that's how he sees himself somehow in this sense of Yashar that I just mentioned. So now I just want to point out a number of very fascinating things, because there's one individual in the probably there are many great Tanoim and Amoroim, but probably one of them who, to a large extent, really probably is the quintessence of this unbelievable quality, is none other than Rabbi Akiva. So I just want to focus a bit. That's what I heard many times from Rabbeim. I'm going to this of Albert Zatzal, used to talk about this a lot. On page number 5 is a famous Gemara in Shabbos. I've often quoted this Gemara, I'm sure you're all familiar with it. Just briefly, we'll just summarize the Gemara. This is a person. The Gemara speaks about the Midah being done the Kapshus. The Gemara tells about, let's just summarize the story, that a person who was employed, he came from the Galil HaElyon, employed by Balabayis Badarom for 3 years. Erev Yom Kippur, he asked for his wages. I want to go and support my family and sustain them. And the fellow says to him, I have no money. He said, let me have fruit. I have no fruit. Give me real estate, I have no real estate. Give me animals, livestock, I have no livestock. What about pillows and blankets? I don't have anything. And the Gemara then describes his reaction. Hivshil kelov v'acherov v'halach l'beisav v'pachit nefesh. I know how I would have reacted. That's all I can tell you. The gentleman would have been, in my favorite way of saying it, would have been pulverized, and we would have sent out 12 halakim to teach the Shifta Yisrael. And yet, the Gemara says here, what an incredible reaction. It's almost a reaction which is irrational, incomprehensible, unreasonable, unrealistic. The Gemara goes on.
The Gemara says,
what? One might say that as well. Lachar Arego, the Balabais takes the payment with Masa Gimel Chamorim, Machol Mishteh, meaning Begodim, all kinds of goodies, and he goes to his home of this employer. And they ate and drank. It's also amazing. Comes in, eats and drinks. And then, Nasan Laskara, not even at the outset. And the Gemara says, okay. So then he asked him, when I told you, you asked for wages. I said, I don't have money. Undoubtedly, you are chayshim. He said, no, I thought maybe you found some business deal, some pragmatic bazol, and decide to invest in it. Beyond that, when I said, okay, let me have karka, again, it was at that point being utilized. Livestock. Again, each of the items, he found some basis where maybe he was involved with that particular item that he thought he would be able to get. And that's why he was done in the kapsulus. At the end, the Gemara says, Mamish, that's exactly what happened. All that which you ascribed to me was true completely. And the Gemara ends by saying, Hidarti kol nechaseh v'shel hukenes b'nishu asek b'teira. So, it's amazing that such a person, this employer, reacted the way he did. Employee reacted the way he did, and the employer also, we can actually have the same issue with him as well. And after 3 years of hard labor and this unbelievable godless they display without any, we don't have any element of caste that one would have expected, or any element of even revenge. The Gemara says that Besino Shebelei Bakosim Medaber Lo Sikom Lo Sitor Netiro Shebelei Bakosim Medaber Sal Chazal, whatever Nekima Netiro, that actually interprets on the spot based on the Gemara. So we don't know exactly who this person is. That's what I've always, well, the moment I learned this Gemara, I wanted to know, who is this fellow? I learned this Gemara Shabbos when I was a very young man. I'm talking about the worker. Who is this worker? Or who is the employer? We only know the employer had a son named Hyrcanus, and he didn't want to dedicate himself to Torah. That's what we know from the end of this piece of Gemara. So this story is found in the Shiltas of Achoy Gom in Pasha Shmais. I didn't Xerox it for you. And here he reveals the name of the worker and the name of the employer. The employer was Abelazar ben Hyrcanus. He named his son after his own father. He's called Abelazar HaGadol. And who was the worker? Rabbi Akiva. Now, I have the same issue. I'm just telling you that this is how... now, what's amazing, so my Rebbe, I'm going to Nisim Alpin, so I heard Shurim on him and Perak Mefanin. And so right away he referred to the Shiltas and indicated whom the individuals involved are. And then he proceeded to go further and he said, when you examine Rabbi Akiva's life, and in the Xerox all the Gemaras, he cited many, many Gemaras. The Gemara discussed Rabbi Akiva several times in Shas, the Gemara in Ksubis, actually, I imagine that many of you who are, we have the Dafyomi people over here. So the Gemara in Ksubis, where is it? Samach Beis, that's where it should be. So that Gemara in Ksubis talks about Rabbi Akiva, that he was a shepherd, and we know that his wife, Rachel, and she saw how Tzanua he was, that's the Lashon Gemara over there in Ksubis, Tzanua Umali, and she said to him, if I marry you, you go to learn. You go to learn the yeshiva. And he responded, yes. And so what's amazing, that we know the Gemara has in Psochim, that Rabbi Akiva says, when he was not yet at the point where he became Rabbi Akiva, meetingly, the Lashon of the Gemara is so striking, that he was ready to take a Talmud Chacham v'anashchenu kechavor. Wow, what a statement. That's when he was an Amoritz. When he was an ignorant shepherd, he was ready to go ahead and literally bite off the neck of a Talmud Chacham. Somehow he couldn't tolerate Talmud Chachamim. And amazing. So, but his wife essentially convinced him that the cause of his entire hashkafa was simply a lack of knowledge of Torah. That's really what was responsible for his thinking, or for his hashkafa. And the truth is, that's in general the case in all situations. So I want to just go a bit further. And so my Rebbe mentioned that in the Yor Zeruah is one of the other Rishonim. Yor Zeruah actually is, he was one of the Balei HaTesis. He was actually Rav Yitzchak Yor Zeruah from Vienna. It was a great Gaon, and in his introduction, he explains, and my Rebbe read the Hakdama of the Yor Zeruah. I should have actually, probably I should have Xeroxed all this, but I was too Torah today. I'm busy examining Lovim Nesvegim Kol HaYoyim, and people are sending me pictures of their sukkahs.
Is that what Chazal say? There's no time to do Averis?
Yeah, okay. I try not to do Averis in general, but not just because of this. But the Yor Zeruah, in his Akdama, so he's trying to explain why he called the Sefer Azarua. So you all recall, we just had Yom Kippur, day or so ago. And Yom Kippur night, we say the Pasuk, Azarua la Tzadik, uli Yishrei lev Simcha. So he said the end of each word, let's figure it out, spells Rabbi Akiva. So he writes in the, you have to, let's see, or Zeruah is the Ayin, Atzadik is the Kuf, Yishrei, Yud, Sobe Tevos, as I said, the end of each word spells out Akiva. So therefore, he was apparently incredibly excited by the fact that somehow, as he saw that this element of Yashrus, or this element of positive energy, how shall I put it, is represented by Akiva. So, generally speaking, people quote, actually, another famous Gemara. Also Gemara in Brachas, I think it's Adav Samech. Again, I'm not good at the Adapim, it's not my area. But the Gemara has in Brachas Adav Samech, famous Gemara. I finished Brachas when I was Bar Mitzvah. My father, how shall I put it, apprenticed me. I can't say it was lived so near Lagabri, but I was apprenticed to a very fine Talmud Chacham who basically learned with me all Masechet Brachas before my Bar Mitzvah, Marsha Tesis. And so the Gemara has, of course, as we know, Rabbi Akiva said, a person should always say, Kol man di'am rachman on the top of it. That's another one of Rabbi Akiva's famous statements. And the Gemara tells the mice over there that Rabbi Akiva came to a certain town, was looking for lodgings, and was refused everywhere he went. And he said, Kol man di'am rachman on the top of it. And he spent the night in the Sode, and he had with him, the Gemara says, he had with him a donkey and a lamp and a rooster. Those are the three items that he carried with him. And came a gust of wind and blew out the lamp, the Gemara says, and then came achbar, I don't recall, and ate the rooster, and then an ari came and ate the donkey, and he said, whatever Hashem does is the top of it. The same night, a whole bunch of brigands appeared on the scene and carried off the inhabitants of the town. So he said, didn't I tell you, come on the Abba Rahman on the top of it? That's what I told you, Rabbi Akiva said. And so Rabbi Akiva is the one who always somehow sees the light at the end of the tunnel. Somehow he's very positive, very optimistic in general. And we have many other such events. There's also a few other Gemaras. I'm not going to quote all the Gemaras. The Gemara that's probably the most famous is the Gemara at the end of Makkos that everyone knows, Gemara in Chavdalet over there. The Gemara says that they were crying all the time, and he was essentially laughing. And again, I'm not going to go through all the psukim that the Gemara brings over there, but the last Gemara I'm going to mention is also a famous Gemara, where the Gemara tells us that when he was taken out to be killed among Asaru Gemalchus, so that was the time for Kriyashma, and they were Sarku Besaro Masego Shabarza. The Gemara said they were combing his flesh with iron combs. And while that, he was basically mekabel upon himself all Malchus Shamayim, and they said, Ad Kedei Kach, that his Talmidim told him, this is the extent that a person has to be ready to mekadesh Shem Shamayim, and his response was that Kol Yomai, he was concerned about the Pasuk where it says that B'chol Nafshecha, Afilo Neitel Os Nafshecha, which the Gemara has many times in Shas, the Gemara has that Rosh, every time the Sugi Har Vayabra occurs, which is three or four times in Shas, so the Gemara mentions that Rasha. I feel not to nafshecha, and now that I have the opportunity to fulfill this, shouldn't I be happy doing it? And Ashrecha Abikiva sheyotze nishmasa ve'echad. So it's really amazing that somehow this quality—that's what the Arzarua is telling us in the Hakdama to his sefer—the quality that he was not a tzaddik, certainly not at the early stage of his life, but apparently one thing he had was this quality of Yashus. That's somehow a quality that seems to be embedded, and later on, of course, the two were combined. Or Zorul HaTzadik, Lishrei Lev Simcha. You have exactly both. You have Tzidkus, and you have Yashus. So that's essentially probably, my Rebbe said, why we begin Yom Kippur with that Dafka, with that Pasuk. Because, again, that to be a Tzadik is within the reach of every single Jew. But the only way to become a Tzadik is first by becoming a Yashus. Yashrus is a prerequisite for tzidkus. Often you see people who seemingly are tzaddikim, but are lacking in Yashrus. Now, there are a lot of different definitions of Yashrus that I could share with you. And probably, as I said, what I saw, I was zeichet to see Gedol Yisrael in my lifetime, a fair number of them. Those that I didn't see, I simply went and stalked them to examine, to see what the lifestyles were all about. One quality that to me was unquestionably the quality that probably was the most pronounced and prominent is incredible Yashrus. I saw Soloveitchik Zatzal on any number of occasions. He was an unbelievable Baal Tzedaka, but also Hakol Batznei Aleches. Kibat, very few people knew about it. He actually was one of the individuals who supported the one of the Gedolei Yisrael who had great difficulties when he came to the shores of America, Hagoyin Rav Chaim Heller. The Chatzag Debracha. If you're familiar with Rav Chaim Heller, there's a Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rav Chaim Heller. And Rav Chaim Heller was a genius. No, I don't think that. No. The Rav Shua Heller is also a Mechaber of a number of beautiful Sfarim. No, not related to Rav Shua Heller. What? Of Rav Chaim Heller? Yes, I know who you're talking about. Avada. Yes, that's his great grandson, correct. It's also Valdo Gamal Kishon. Very friendly with him when I lived over there. I used to talk and learning with him all the time. Maybe we discussed Rav Chaim Heller Sefer Mitzvahs countless times. Good. I can't remember now. His name either. Unfortunately, I'm involved in his life a lot. Okay, Lord Kanaisa. Anyway, I was about to comment. So Rav Chaim Heller came out at no means of panos. Rav Soloveitchik gave him a significant part of his salary and supported him the rest of his life. I didn't hear this from the Rav. I heard it from within the Mishpacha. They were not even aware of it. Everything was done by Tznei Aleches completely under the radar. And in general, his yashuas was beyond belief. There was such he couldn't fathom, if you may or may not know, that there was a tkufa in Rav Soloveitchik's life when he came to Boston, became the Rav in Boston, so he had to take on the Shochtim Union. Now, the Shochtim Union in Boston was essentially mafioso writ large. There's this fellow here living in Ranana wrote about it. He wrote a book. I don't know if you know the gentleman who wrote the book. So he wrote a book about Maimonides, and in the course of it, he also researched a lot of this. Unbelievable stories about, he went after the Shochtim. He was a young man, very, very vibrant, very passionate about halacha in general, and they decided they're going to get rid of this upstart, Rav Soloveitchik, because he was obviously a pest, and he caused them to lose enormous sums of money. And so what they did was they reported on him to the IRS that he essentially didn't pay taxes, and he was a thief, and he was all kinds of skullduggery, and they went after him, the IRS. And it took several years for the Rav to emerge, and with the courts, the whole very, very nasty kind of mahalach that they utilized, and then it emerged at the end of it. It turned out that the Rav way overpaid his taxes, way beyond what he was supposed to pay, because he was so medactic on everything that it was just incredible. Going about the chassid, that's how the son of Rav Soloveitchik was, again along those similar kind of lines. So I remember asking him about, in New York they had for Rabbanim parsonage. I was a Rav in New York. Parsonage means if you use your home for rabbinic purposes, you invite people, all kinds of things that you feed them, you wine them, you dine them, so you can take over the taxes. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein thought that was Kadu Bachorba. And against the Gemara in the Dover, about Talfilip, so he brought all kinds of Gemaras, he refused to take any of that. The Yashrus of these people is just astounding. Soloveitchik, I remember that he told us that there's no way you can go ahead and pay for something without declaring it. I mean, this is a major problem in many countries, not just in Israel. If you pay, quote-unquote, mizumanim, then you don't have to pay taxes. Soloveitchik held that was awesome. Gets Dina Machusadina. Okay, I'm not here to discuss Dina Machusadina in this country. Yes, no, there are obviously every possible opinion exists over here. Although, as I mentioned, that I heard from Rabbi Nevensol, I came to Eretz Yisrael the week I was here. First week I was here, I went to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, and I had one of my children, who was a very young man, ask him the following question. I didn't have the audacity to ask it, but I put it in his, you know, Dr. Kallis, who I'm talking about. I used that tzaddik as a foil to ask this question. Shamati b'shem ha-chazanish shemutar l'gzol me'amdina. That was the formulation of the question. That's what this young man asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So he jumped up, mamish jumped up. This is many years ago. This is 28 years ago. He jumped up and said, sheker b'chazal. Now, I could have pursued the matter, but I decided it probably was not healthy after that reaction, I quickly skedaddled out of there. But then I subsequently discussed this issue with Hagoyim of Demesol Shlita countless times, umpteen times. They have no hasaga of what it means to do anything which is not yashristic, not a hasaga. And it's amazing to me. That's a quality I saw with Gedolei Yisrael. I saw with Hagoyim of Asher Feinstein, Tatzal, with his son Hagoyim of David Feinstein, Tatzal, with Hagoyim of Nissim Albert, Tatzal. Amazing. I don't know if I'm able to behave in such a fashion, I'm being quite honest. I tried my best, but not probably not always successful. But that's the Asherus to me. Now, you want to call that, it's not exactly the Asherus of what the Netziv is talking about. I think this is a much more, much clearer definition of Yashuas. And that's something that I think we have to strive for. And the Netziv is talking about between our relationship between ourselves and the non-Jewish world. Now, it's also not a simple matter. Again, the way, maybe I can't bring a ride from Abba Lichtenstein. As I said, he took us to a demonstration on behalf of Biafra, which I think I mentioned. Some other Rosh Yeshiva thought that was absolutely appalling, beyond belief, how he could do something like that. But he felt, B'Tzelem Elokim, Ma'aseh Sa'adah, the creator of B'Tzelem Elokim, and if there's bloodshed going on in the course of their emancipation, becoming free, and the like, then we have to demonstrate, we have to show that we love all human beings. We have Ava, which is across the board. So this is what I saw, came out with every Rebbe that I had in my entire life.
What did these other Rebbeim hold from the Netziv?
So I don't know. I honestly never...
You can take this to the nth degree, and then all of a sudden maybe you'll become a person.
You can take this to the nth degree. I mean, people ask me what my position, let's say, on our cousins. So my position on our cousins, if someone wants to, Rachmanu Litzlan, to kill us, but it doesn't mean the entire world should be nuked. The entire I'm talking about.
What was Netziv thinking about when he died with Malshinim?
That's a very good question. So the answer has to be that Malshinim al Tisikva b'chol arisha kivaga tove. I don't know if you know the Brisket Nusach. The Brisket Nusach is much stronger than this Nusach. Not just that. There are a few other Nuschos that our Salvation used to say. That means we're talking about Rishoyim Gemurim. Only to them does this apply. But someone is not a Rosh Hagamah. Someone is just, like many of the individuals that we encounter, they're not necessarily, I don't think you can call them all the enemies of Klal Yisrael, all Rishonim, Gemurim, who want to destroy Klal Yisrael. I don't think that's the case. So I think that's the nature of the distinction.
The Chazon Ish is,
By the way, one second, the Chazon Ish is the best Raya.
No.
Chazon Ish writes that we don't apply today, but we're Lomalin, because we're not, okay?
Who is it? He's all left.
Good, but there are Rishoyim. There's no question there are Rishoyim. I would say, eventually say, that guy in Iran is certainly a Russia. There's no doubt about it. On him you can say, Lama Shin Mal Tisikva. But not necessarily on every Iranian. Do we have to assume Lama Shin Mal Tisikva?
Is not Shuto talking about Yiddin? The Bracha, it's a friend Yiddin.
Chol Oyvei Amcha. You're right, the Shmuel HaKadon you're talking about. But again, those are Yechidim. Yeah, that's exactly what Shmuel HaKadon did. Yechidim, but again, it refers to... Beseder, but I'm just saying, we don't necessarily have to, across the board, somehow include, encompass everyone in this. I think we have to be careful regarding that matter. So there are two definitions of Yashuas I'm presenting here. One is Yashuas and Chashev Ishbod, which to me is really probably the most significant definition of Yashuas that we somehow have to find. And to find a way in our lives to really introduce that total honesty without any absolute deviation whatsoever. It's very hard, especially in Eretz Yisrael. It's even more difficult here probably than it is in Chutz Aretz. And the second is the Netziv's definition, which is the way we interact with Ummas HaOlam, or in general with non-Jews. The Chalal, we have to do whatever we can to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Okay.
Isn't the main point of the Netziv the Hagdama that... Like the intolerance of the
Tzitzit HaYitachon? He's talking, that's right. I believe that's correct. It's not a quality that should be at all nurtured.